We'll do the 10th Maimer in Maimorim Ulukotim in Chelik Gimel. The Maimer V'kibila Yehudi Meisar Sherechelu Lasis, which the Rebbe said in Purim, Tavshin Yud Aleph. We had earlier, the 9th Maimer was the notes that the Rebbe prepared for this Maimer, and that we learned separately, that he just began, it wasn't the whole Maimer. And here, this is the Maimer the Rebbe said, and then the Rebbe was Magia it later on, as they bring down in the note over here that it was printed in the Kuntres Purim Tavshim Mem Tes, and that was printed in honor of the Likrasi Mea Purim for Purim, and the date that it was printed is Zayin Oder Sheni Tavshim Mem Tes. So now we'll do the Maimer inside. Besides the Shmaya Purim Tavshay Tavshay Dalav. Bekibel HaYehudim Eis Asher Echelu Lasi. So that the Yidden says in the Megillah accepted that which they have begun to do. Umevayir Kvoit Kiddushas Meiri Chomu Admur B'ma'amori Dibur HaMaschil Zeh. So my father-in-law the Rebbe in his Maimer that opens up with this opening with Vikibala Yehudim. And that Maimer, the Rebbe says, it's just been published. And it was published in the Purim, Tavshin Yud Aleph, at that time when the Rebbe gave this Maimer. It actually was been published earlier, as they bring down here in the note, that it was later on printed in Atomim, different places, but this was the printed in the Kuntres of Purim. So what does the Friedrich Rebbe say in that Maimer? Shekiblu ma shehechelu behazman de Matan Torah. That they accepted this that they had begun in the time of Matan Torah. Basically what it means, the zesh amru nase v'nishma, this that the Yidden said we will do and listen during Matan Torah, that was just the beginning. Heichelu lasis, they began to do. But in the day of Achashverosh, b'gzman, gzeiras haman hoisa kabbalah. So during the time of Achashverosh, when there was the decree of Haman, there was the accepted. That's why it was v'kibbal ha'yehudim. Heichelu lasis was nasa v'nishma. Here is v'kibbal ha'yehudim. So the Friedrich Rebbe questions this. This is something surprising, and we also learned in the previous Maimer, the Rebbe explains that was we learned earlier. This is actually in the Maimer that the Rebbe Kibbalah Yehudim Tovshin Lamed Ches. The Rebbe explains the strong language of Pella. So he says, so the Friedrich Rebbe says, this is something very surprising. And within the question itself, Dvar Pella means it's a strong question. So what's the Dvar Pella? Shari b'matn Torah hoyu Yisrael betachli soyili. During the time that the Torah was given, the Yidden were totally in an elevated state. Hein begashmis, whether we're talking about physically, shahoyo physically, they were in a situation and a standing which was a very praiseworthy. They were free. In the matter of freedom, there was a great, perfect, a beautiful situation. That was physically, and also from the spiritual perspective, Shahoya Oz Etzlom Gilui Alukus. At that time, by the Yidden, there was a revelation of godliness, Bedarga Chinalis, on a most utmost great level. Ubimei Achashverosh Hoyu Yisrael Betachlis HaYerida. But in the days of Achashverosh, the Yidden were in a total descent. Contrast there physically and spiritually, Matan Torah, the Yidden were on a high level. And the days of Achashverosh, they were in a total descent. The Noisav, Lahelam v'Hester, in addition to the block and the obscurity, Shebechol Golus, every Golus, Rebbe points out over there was even a greater golus than every golus. At that time, darkness covers the ground. That's golus. With a multiple of restrictions and blockages and obscurities, there's things blocking godliness. That's any golus. So then, at the time of Haman's decree, that block and the obscurity was even more than ordinary golus. That was as far as the spiritual standing. Also in the physical sense, the Yidden were at a lowest of levels, totally, totally low level. At that time there was the decree, lahashmid, lahareg, ulaabed, to destroy, to kill, and to make, get lost. Chaz v'sholom gatz will be eskola Yehudim ol yidn menar v'adzokin, from a youthful to an older man, top, babies, children, v'noshim won't be a mechad in one day. So, on the physical level, the yidn were threatened with annihilation. V'avo b'kein, and yet, b'zman matn toyre, k'shehoyu yisro b'tachlis ha'aliyah, and yet, when the Yidden, at the time of Matan Torah, when the Yidden were on the ultimate elevated level, that was only the beginning. They began to do. But in the time of the decree of Haman, when they were in the total ultimate, in the lowest of levels, that is when they accepted the Kibbul Yehudim, that which they began, Dvar Pela, something very surprising. So the Friedrich Rebbe explains, that during the time of the decree, so at that time, the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs of the Yidden was with Mesiras Nefesh. There was an aspect in that aspect of Mesiras Nefesh in which the Yidden were on a higher level. Mevuer. The Rebbe says, I want to point out, in the Torah it's explained that the Mesiras Nefesh Elohim Shehoi So'oz, what was the self-sacrifice? There was a general self-sacrifice, the fact that they remained Yehudim. And there was an additional sacrifice that they continued to gather to learn Torah. Alter Rebbe explains in Torah Eir, what was their self-sacrifice? That was then, had they agreed, God forbid, to change their religion, so they would do nothing to them. So they could have saved themselves by sort of accepting and changing their religion. Because the decree was Rak al HaYehudim. It was only for Yehudim. Yehudim means those who agree to the Torah and their Koifer and Avodah Zarah. So that was the decree. Ba'af al Pikein, and still, also al Daitom Machshev Eschutz Chaz V'Sholom. Still, it never entered their mind any outside thought, God forbid, to perhaps accept something else besides total devotion to Hashem. They didn't even enter in their mind. So that's one level. So he explains it to the Eir, Mesiras Nefesh, Elohim Hoyso, that when we're saying this Mesiras Nefesh was, wasn't just not to deny, God forbid, El Shemosru Nafshom Gam Al Kimateinu Mitzvahs, but they also gave themselves over their lives with Kimateinu Mitzvahs. Va'ad sheik hilu kilos berabim lil metoidim b'msidus nefesh. To the extent that they gathered public gatherings to learn Torah with self-sacrifice. So that was in addition to not, God forbid, even having a thought to perhaps not to go along or to agree to the decree or to Haman. But besides that, they continued to make gatherings publicly to learn Torah Mesiras Nefesh. And then the Friedrich Rebbe continues and says, "V'hisoyderes hamesiras nefesh elohem, hoisa de mordcha Yehudi." Who encouraged them? Who aroused the mesiras nefesh of the Yidden was through Mordechai the Jew, which was the Moshe shebedoyder. Mordechai at that generation was the Moshe of the generation. Shehikil kihilis barabim lechazekes amunosim. He gathered public gatherings to strengthen their belief. And continues that the Iker Avedos shel Mordechai, the main work that Mordechai did, Hoyso belimud haTorah tenekes shel Beis Rabim, was learning Torah with the children, school children, children that go to the house of their teacher, of the Rebbe. Sheheim haYisoid shel Kol Yisrael. They are the foundation of all the Jewish people. Kemvur baRucha baHamaymer. As the Maimer explains at length, the goydel malas hevel tenoikes shel beis rabbim. The great advantage of the words, the ear, the words, the utterings, the study of these children who are in the house of their teacher. Kedisa b'medrash, like we find in the medrash, shekibetz Mordechai Yehudi. Chav Beis Elov Talmidim. The Mordechai, the Jew, gathered 22,000 students. Belimdom Torah b'Mesiras Nefesh. He taught them Torah with self-sacrifice. Ad shekshabo Haman Rosho. Until when Haman Rosho came, Mordechai Amar Lehem. So Mordechai said, "Run, Birchu Lachem. Run, sheloi tichovu begachalosi. You shall not be burnt." And my call, meaning of because of me, he's trying to get me, but you should, innocent, you run away. Amru, they responded and they said, "Itcha anachnu bein l'chaim bein l'mavis." We are with you, whether for life, whether for death. Shekiblu aleihem kol oynesh sheyihu. They accepted upon them any penalty that is going to be, whatever Haman is going to do to them. They accepted it. Ach verak sheleli parat ma'atoyra. Just and only not to be separated from the Torah. So this is Vezeo Vikibela Yehudim Esa Shechelu Lasis. And this is why the Yidden accepted that which they began to do. Shebematn Torah Hoyso Rak HaAscholo, but there was only the beginning. But Mesiras Nefesh later on, Bizman Gzeres Homan Hoyso Ka Kabbalah, then there was the acceptance. Through the fact that then they had literal Mesiras Nefesh for Torah Mitzvahs in the times of Mordechai, nis'alu b'inyan echad, so in one aspect they were elevated l'madrega nailis yoser mikmei shehoyu bizman matan Torah, to one, to a level, a greater level than they were in the time of matan Torah. V'lochein, that's why then there was the Kabbalah in which the Yidden accepted. So far, this is a review, a brief review of the Rebbe, of the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Rebbe is going to ask several questions now on the Friedrich Rebbe's explanation. So, and the connection with the different pieces in the Maimer. So first the Rebbe says, to explain the Mesiras Nefesh, that was the elevation, doesn't seem necessary to say that this was done through Mordechai. Why does the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, explain that it was done through Mordechai? Base, v'tzorich lohovin, we need to understand, harinikudas habir ba'maimer, what's the point of the explanation of the Maimer? He is Why is it specifically that during the time of the decree of Haman, Achashverosh was the acceptance? That was because of the self-sacrifice. So why do we need to know who is the one that brought them? Manegeya Khan. So what is it important over here? That who encouraged them? Who aroused them from Mesiras Nefesh? Was through Mordechai. And further he says, and also he elaborates, writes also that the main avodah of Mordechai was teaching Torah with the children, that's with school children. So how is that connect? How is that important to the answer? The answer is that it was Mesiras Nefesh then. But who taught it and what was his main avodah doesn't seem to connect. Why does the Rebbe bring that down? And the other thing is what the Rebbe is asking, the Pridiker Rebbe, by describing the contrast of the way the Yidden were by Matan Torah and the way they were by the time of Mordechai, in time of the Gezeira, he describes both their physical standing and their spiritual standing. But in order to explain his question, how could it be that they accepted something when they were on a low spiritual level and before they were on a higher level? How is it connected to the fact that physically they were also in a good level and he was a bad level? How does that explain the question? Also need to explain, needs explanation, that he writes in the Dik, in the beginning of the Maimer, it says, that during the time the Torah was given, the Yidden war on the highest level, oh, total elevation, at the time of the Gezeira, they were on a total low. So he makes the point in the Maimer, who hein beruchnis vehein begashmi, who was both their spiritual standing and also their physical standing. The lechayre, but it would seem, ladiyuk sheba Maimer, to the question that the Maimer has. What is the Maimer's question? The heichi tochen, how could we possibly say, shebizman shoho yubetachlisa ilui, that when they were on the ultimate greatest level, was only the beginning. And on the other hand, when they were totally hashiflus, in the ultimate lowest level, then was the acceptance. To this contrast seems to be only connected to the spiritual standing. Over here, it's important the elevation and the low level and their spiritual standing. So why does the Maimer also bring down that the advantage, the greatness that they were at the time of Matan Torah and the low contrasting with the low level that they were in the time of the Gezeira, also physically. How does the physical standing has to do to elaborate and articulate the question? The question is seemingly, how could a lower level of standing of the Jews be the acceptance and the higher level of Jew was only the beginning? That's mostly a spiritual question. What does it have to do with their standing physically? And then the Rebbe further wants to understand the whole idea over here that you need Mesiras Nefesh. Because needing Mesiras Nefesh actually is only by a few mitzvahs that we're allowed to give up our lives, or we need to give up our lives. But most mitzvahs you're not supposed to. Why was it so important to have Mesiras Nefesh? Now, the fact that a person has potentially Mesiras Nefesh, that if it has to face it, that's a mitzvah that... that's also, even in those mitzvahs that a person has to, accept upon himself that he's ready to do so. But it seems like the advantage was that they actually were standing in Mesiras Nefesh. Let's look inside. Gimel. In addition to the questions that the Rebbe brought down before, we also need to understand in the meaning and the explanation of the Maimer. That why the Kibbel Yehudim was in the time of the Gezeira, how come they were accepting it at that point? Because they had self-sacrifice, they were ready to give up their lives, mesiras nefesh, give over their nefesh, their lives for Torah mitzvahs. That's the advantage. The lechayra, but it seems hariberubam kikulam shalam mitzvahs k'siv by majority, like all mitzvahs, the big majority of mitzvahs k'siv. The pasuk says asher yasa oisom ha'adam v'chay behem. A person does them, and he lives by them. And the veloisha yamus behem. We're not supposed to die for mitzvahs; we're supposed to live in mitzvahs. V'gam begimul hamitzvahs, also the exceptional three mitzvahs. About which it says that you should allow yourself to get killed and not to violate those mitzvahs. Einam inyan hamisidas nefesh. Their mitzvah is not a mitzvah to mesiras nefesh. The mitzvah is that if you can't do it, then you're ready for mesiras nefesh. Elo she'oifun kiyumahu. The way to fulfill this mitzvah, even if he's going to be killed by doing the mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah of the three mitzvahs. So the mitzvah is not mesiras nefesh. The mitzvah is to do the mitzvah, even if it cost him the life. The mitzvah of mesiras nefesh is only one. V'amitzvah de mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah to give over your life to self for kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name. Hirak mitzvah achas, that's just one mitzvah, which is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So why do we need to have Mesiras Nefesh to be mekabel all the Torah? Ma'u ha'echrech b'Mesiras Nefesh. What is the necessity that we have to have Mesiras Nefesh b'shvila kabbalah in order v'kibbal ha'yehudim, the klolus ha'toyra of all of Torah says they can only accept it with mesiras nefesh. The Rebbe brings down now in the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe brings down that we always have to remember mesiras nefesh, at least potentially. And that's why the Alter Rebbe explains why were you even told about Mesiras Nefesh when they were going into Eretz Yisrael? The Eibishter promised them that he's going to take them into the land. They have nothing to fear. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, oh, you have to Hashem Echad, even if it costs you your life. But they were already promised that it's not going to cost them their life. They knew that Hashem was going to protect them. Hashem promised it to them. And Alter Rebbe explains that in order to properly fulfill Torah mitzvahs, you always have to be such dedication that you're ready for Mesiras Nefesh. That's important, even if it doesn't mean in actuality, because they didn't have to worry about actuality, but that's the devotion that one has to have to the performance of mitzvahs, that even if it cost them life. But over here, so that is all the time. Here it seems like the only reason why they were able to be mekabel is because they actually had Mesiras Nefesh b'poyel. So let me explain. This that the Alter Rebbe writes in the Tanya. Da'atam al zeh shetziva Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed l'doir shenichrensu la'oretz to the generation that went into the land, to Eretz Yisrael? He says l'kreis kriya shema pamayim b'chol yoyim. They say twice every day, they say kriya shema. The Kabbalah of El Malchus Shemayim b'Mesiras Nefesh, to accept the yoke of heaven b'Mesiras Nefesh. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Elochad v'ahavta b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol medecha, with Mesiras Nefesh. That's why he told them. So the Alter Rebbe asking Kain Tanya, why did he have to tell them that they should accept Mesiras Nefesh to give up their life? Avshiv tiach lohem, but he already promised them. although he promised them pachdechem u'marachem yitn Hashem v'goymer, that your dread and your fear Hashem will give into the nations, and they won't be able to do anything to you. So why would they need the mesiras nefesh? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them that? So the Alter Rebbe explains, u'mipnei shekiyum ha'Torah u'mitzvot tolui bazeh, because the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs hinges on the fact you have to always remember, even if you're not required Mesiras Nefesh right now, even you're protected, but in order to properly fulfill, Torah mitzvahs depend on, a person should always, Yizkir Tomid Inyan Mesiras Nefeshoy Lahavaya, person needs to always remember his self-sacrifice to Hashem. So, maybe we see that all mitzvahs require Mesiras Nefesh. And maybe that's why they needed in the time of, that's why it was Kibbutz, because they had Mesiras Nefesh. But the Rebbe said, but this is actually all the time people have this. It wasn't only by Ahasuerus and the time of the decree of Haman over there. This was all the time, just like he told them, the Derech Nichnus L'Oretz, to have that feeling of that potential for Mesiras Nefesh. Over here it seems like it was the fact that they actually were Mesiras Nefesh. Had a inyan HaMesiras Nefesh Sheboi Tolu Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvah. So the concept, the way Alter Rebbe explains that we need Mesiras Nefesh, in which the observance, the fulfillment of Torah Mitzvahs, is Mesiras Nefesh B'Koyach. That's potential self-sacrifice. If he needs Mesiras Nefesh for the observance of Torah Mitzvahs, he's ready. But we're not talking about actual Mesiras Nefesh. And that idea that you need Mesiras Nefesh potentially is talking nothing unique to the time of Mordechai, in the time of the Zeda. But agam b'matan Torah k'shamru nasim v'nishma, also a matan Torah, when the Yidden said, we will do and listen, which is the time of matan Torah, u'mekoshkein l'achere sh'nitztav v'likris krishma b'mayim b'chol yoyim, and certainly after the command to read Kriya Shema twice every day, later on when we have the command of that, so kiblu aleihem lekayim kol ma'sheyitztavu, they have accepted upon them to fulfill everything that they were commanded. Gam be'im yiyatzorich limsiras nefesh alza, even if they needed limsiras nefesh, that was part of the nasi v'nishma. So that was already from the way beginning. That was already matan Torah, and certainly after they were told to read the Shema. Ba'alfa pikein, and yet we say lahoisa kabbalah gemura. That wasn't yet a complete acceptance, the Nasim and Ishma. It wasn't the Vikibel Yehudim that took place ad lizman Gzeres Haman, until the time of Gzeres Haman. Kshoho Yelohem, Mesiras Nefesh Bepoil, when they had the actual Mesiras Nefesh. So, we see that there is something about the actual Mesiras Nefesh, not just on the Mesiras Nefesh potential. And the Rebbe is going to bring out also the difference of the Mesiras Nefesh of Chanukah and the Mesiras Nefesh of Purim. Besides Purim being first in time, between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, and Chanukah came during the second Beis HaMikdash, but still there is the Kibbel HaYehudim. Apparently, the main time was on the Mesiras Nefesh and the time of Mordechai. Behine yodua, boldus know shebishnei zmanim hoya so mesiras nefesh bepoil, so klal Yisrael ala Torah mitzvah, that there were two times that there was actual self-sacrifice of the Jewish community of klal Yisrael, of all of Yidden, for Torah mitzvahs. B'chanukah, during Chanukah, that was b'zman gzeiris Yovan, that was during the time of the decree of Yovan of the Greek, Ubepurim, and on Purim bizman gezeres haman, at the time of the decree of haman. Bekivon shekol inyonim shebetoyra hem betachlis hadiyuk. Since all matters of Torah tachlis are total, precise, specific, and we say kibel, we say by Purim, we don't say by Hanukkah. So we have to say that the idea of Kibbalah Hoyodavke al Yideam Sirus Nefesh, the Purim, this was specifically through the Mesirus Nefesh of Purim. And we have to say, because everything is precise, so one is going to argue, why do we say the Kibbalah by Chanukah, by Purim, because Purim came before? No, it is because it's taka connected to that Mesiris Nefesh that took place at Purim. Uloi rak mipnei sha Mesiris Nefesh de Purim hoiso lifnei ha Mesiris Nefesh de Chanukah. It is not because this self-sacrifice of Purim came before the Mesiris Nefesh of Chanukah, elagam, but also mipnei sha Mesiris Nefesh de Purim shayeches yoiser legamar kabol zatoyre, but because the self-sacrifice that took place of Purim has more of a connection to finishing up the Kabbalah Satoira of Ikibla Yehudim Esa Sherechelu Lasis. But Tzorich Lohavin, Hachiluk Bein HaMesiris Nefesh de Chanukah, LaMesiris Nefesh de Purim. So we need to understand, what is the difference between the self-sacrifice that took place on Chanukah and the self-sacrifice that took place on Purim? Once we understand the difference, we'll see Hagamar the Kabbalas HaToyra Hu Davke Al Yidei HaMesiris Nefesh the Purim, that the completion of receiving the Torah is specifically the Mesiris Nefesh of Purim and not the Mesiris Nefesh of Chanukah, and that's the precise Kibel HaYehudim during the Mesiris Nefesh. So what is it? That will be explained. So the Rebbe begins now to explain that there's the whole chiddush, what Matan Torah accomplished. Matan Torah accomplished that this should be able to bring down this spirituality into the physicality, that to make the material of the object into a chefetz of kedusha, make it a holy matter. And as the Rebbe will explain, the same thing is in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. We can do it for various different ways. So we'll understand it by first introducing that which is known. What was the novelty of Matan Torah relative to the Torah mitzvahs that existed before the Torah was given? That the mitzvah that the forefather that they practiced, and generally when the mitzvahs that were done before Matan Torah, not only the Ovis, generally mitzvahs at that time, Hayurak beruchnius, it was only on a spiritual level. And there's two parts of it. How they observed the mitzvah, they did it beruchnius, and what it accomplished that it didn't bring down into the gashmis. The nois of lozeh, in addition to the fact, shekama vekama mitzvahs kimu rak beruchnius, that many and many mitzvahs they only observed on a spiritual level. Kimoi, as for example, tefillin sheniskar behem yitzias mitzrayim. The tefillin, it mentioned the exodus of Egypt in the parshas of the tefillin. Vaz adayin lohoyu golus mitzrayim. At that time there was no exodus of Egypt, so physically they couldn't have the parshas of exodus of Egypt there. So, number one, there were mitzvahs that were not done physically. Hine gamba mitzvah shekima begashmis, but also in the mitzvahs which they observed physically, hoiso hamshochas hakadusha rak beruchnius, the extent of the kedusha that was extended through the mitzvahs was only on a spiritual level. Veloi bedover hagashmi sheboi kiyimu hamitzvahs, but not into the physical matter with which they performed the mitzvah. There was no spirituality in the gashmizdika matter. Ki koi de matn toiro hoisa hagzeiro del yoinim lo yerdu lamato v'tachtoinim lo yalu lamailo. Because before the Torah was given, there was a decree that the ones above, the higher ones, shall not come down below, and the lower ones, lo yalu lamal, should not go above. That was before Matan Torah. V'lochein, lohoyo achibur di kedushas ha-mitzvah. That's why there was no connection of the sanctity of the mitzvah, the elyonim, of the elyonim im hadovar gashmi shebei nasa mitzvah tachtoinim, with the physical matter with which the mitzvah was taught tachtoinim. So the elyonim, the kedushas mitzvah, and the physical, the tachtoinim, the physical, the object, the chefts of the mitzvah, there was no connection there. Mash ein kein b'kiyum hamitzvahs shalachre matan Torah, as opposed to when we fulfill mitzvahs, but after matan Torah. When the partition, that decree and that partition that is in between the upper and the lower one, has been nullified, then there becomes the connection of the physical matter with which we fulfill the mitzvah, with the sanctity of the mitzvah. The physical matter becomes a connection with the spiritual mitzvahs. Va'ad, to the extent it comes down so much into the gashmis, she become a mitzvah, some mitzvah, many mitzvahs, nasa dovar gashmi, cheftza shel mitzvah. It's not only that you're doing a mitzvah with a dovar gashmi, but it becomes an object of a mitzvah. So, we have the spiritual, we have the elyonim, we have the kedushas of the mitzvah to penetrate and become part of the mitzvah. Sometimes it even becomes a chefzah shel mitzvah. Ba'piyah yidua, and based as you know, as what is known, sha'achibur, the shnei dvarim hofchim, hu ha'ide'inya shalomayla mishnei. We know that how can we connect two opposite matters is through something which is higher than both, the two opposites. So, to connect the Elyonim Tachtoinim, it has to come from a place which is even higher than the Elyonim. Sha'achibur, the Elyonim Tachtoinim, Sha'nasim Matan Torah, that connection of the upper and the lower that came place, took place in Matan Torah, Hu al yidei Sha'bematan Torah, Hoiso Hamshochas, Oirein Sof, that is that the time of Matan Torah, there was an extension of the infinite light which is beyond the defining of above and below, is higher than above and below, upper and lower, and that therefore it was able to connect the Elyonim Tachtoinim. Move on. So what do we understand from over this? That in the mitzvahs that are after Matan Torah, there's Gimel Inyonim, there are three aspects. Hatachten, there's the lower level. Shahari Gam La'achre Matan Torah, still the Tachten remains the Tachten, because even after Matan Torah, Shadover Agash Mishaboy Mekayim HaMitzvah Nasa Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, in which the physical item in with which we fulfill the mitzvah becomes an object of a mitzvah, loy nepach leruchni, didn't turn into a spiritual, v'nisha dover gashmi, it remains a physical matter. You have the physicality. Say the atzitzis, tefillin, that's chafsa shekedusha more, but it's still physical. Then you have o'elyin, shahari gam la'achre matan teira. You still have the upper, even after Matan Torah. Kshekedushas ha-mitzvah nimshechas v'nikvaz ba-dover ha-gashmi. When the sanctity of the mitzvah extends and is set in the physical matter, hi'inyan ruchni, that still remains a spiritual matter. The kedusha remains a spiritual matter. And then you have the third thing, v'habitl shel gidrei ha-elyon v'hatach. And then you have the nullification of the boundaries of the upper and the lower ones. That's the third idea. The fact that the upper and the lower one can connect one with another, although they're opposite, this is Ruchnis and this is Gashmis, that's by the nullification, the subjugation of their definition. Which takes place by bringing down the Ein Sof, which is higher than both of them together. And we can say these three aspects that was accomplished by Matan Torah, the Tachten, the Elyon, and the nullification of the Tachten, the Elyon, Shegimul Yonim Elu, these three matters, Yesh Dugmosum Gam Bekim HaMitzvahs, there's also something like them, example of them in the performance of mitzvahs. K'sha'odah Mekayim Es HaMitzvahs B'derech Mitzvahs Anoshim B'lumodah. If a person fulfills the mitzvahs in a way that he is doing it because that's what he was trained to do, Hainu machmas sahergil shehurgal kain. That is because he got used to. He's used to doing it because he's gotten used to doing that. Kibon shahergil nase teva. Since something you are used to becomes nature. Kiyum hamitzvahs shelohi. So his observance of mitzvahs, humitzad teva haguv venefesh hativis. That is because the nature of the body and the natural soul, which is tachten shebodem, the lower level of the person. Ukeshemekayim es hamitzvus mipnei sheoyves Hashem v'chofetz ledovka boy. But when he fulfills the mitzvus because he loves Hashem and he wants to connect to Hashem, v'yevshel ledovka bebeemes ki mikim ramach pikudim. And the only way to connect is by fulfilling the 248 mitzvahs. So wanting to connect to Hashem, how do I connect to Hashem? Through the mitzvahs. Shehem ramach ivarim demalko. Those are the 248 limbs of the king. Connecting to the limbs of the king is connecting to the mitzvahs. So then, ki ma mitzvahs sheloi hu mitzad hanishomo nefesh lekis. Then his observance of mitzvahs is because of his soul, the godly soul. That's Elyon Shebaodim, that's the higher level of the person. Ukshemekayim es hamitzvahs lishmon. But when in the first case he's doing it because he's used to. The second, he's doing it because he wants to connect to Hashem. That's why he does the mitzvahs. But when he fulfills the mitzvahs lishmon, loy mitzad hateela sheyir loy al yideza, not because of the benefit that he has through doing the mitzvahs, gam loy teela shruchnis, not even a spiritual benefit, ela mitzad zeh shemitzvahs seim ritzon yisbarach, but just because they are Hashem's will, ki ma mitzvahs sheloy hu loy mitzad hametzius sheloy, his performance of mitzvahs is not because his being, his self, or his entity, not even the entity of the neshama, ela bebitl, it's all with subjugation. What is his whole matter when he does the mitzvah? It's just to fulfill the wishes of the above, of the supreme. Yes, lehoisif. So what we can add, the Rebbe is going to bring out that these three madregas of kiyum mitzvahs because of the guf nefesh hativis, or kiyum mitzvahs because of the neshama, or kiyum mitzvahs because it's the rotzen elyon, not his metzias, we find this also in the mitzvahs themselves, and then the Rebbe is going to say we find the same thing in Limud HaTorah itself, and also in the laws of Torah, as the Rebbe will explain in Hey, Vav, and Zayin. But in Eis Hey, the Rebbe will explain that the root of these three ways of Kima mitzvahs has to do with the three aspects of the mitzvah itself, What's the purpose of the mitzvah? Is the purpose of the mitzvah to make and refine the person, which is his mitzvah? Is the purpose of the mitzvah because Hashem does the mitzvahs, and because Hashem does the mitzvah, we can connect to Hashem, and we get the chayis for the nefesh halikis, or we do it because of total bittul? Let's look inside. Yesh lo yisiv sha'ashoyresh de gimul leifanim eilu bekiyim ha-mitzvahsu, that the root of these three ways in observance of mitzvahs is ki gam b'mitzvahs atzmam, in the mitzvah itself, yesh gimul inyonim, there are three aspects. B'dugmas gimul leifanim shebekiyim ha-mitzvah, similar to the three ways of doing the mitzvah, doing it mitzvah anoshim melumodo because of nature of the body, or doing it because of wanting to connect to Hashem, or bebitl, the similar is in mitzvah itself, there are three aspects. But inyan hu, the idea is the nesinas hamitzvahs lemato, that the giving of the mitzvahs below, hikimay merazal, is like the saying of our sages of blessed memory, the mitzvahs were not given but to refine with them. The mitzvahs are given to refine with them the Briyas, the created being, to refine the people. Hainu. So what does that mean, that the mitzvahs refine the people? That it's for the mato. Hainu shakavono benesinas hamitzvahs. So that, what does it mean? The intent with giving the mitzvahs is loy bishvil hamitzvahs atzmam, it's not for the mitzvah itself, ela bishvil habirur vehazichuch shel koiches veivorei odom, but because of the sorting out and the refinements of the powers of the person, the limbs of the person, shemekaymes hamitzvah, who fulfills the mitzvah, obishvil habirur, and also because of the sorting out vehazichuch and the refinement, from the matters of the world with which we perform the mitzvahs, we sort them out and we refine them. So the gashmis, the things, are the beneficiaries of the mitzvah. The person who does the mitzvahs, his koiches in his limbs, the physical item with which the mitzvahs are done. So the purpose of the mitzvahs is for the mato. But v'yesh inyan nayla yoser b'mitzvahs, and then we have a higher level, a greater idea in the mitzvahs, shehem mitzvosov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they are commands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are commands and they're mitzvahs that Hashem Himself does. Kedrosh as rabbeseinu zal al haposik, as our Rebbes, our teachers of blessed memory, expounded on the verse, it says, Magi dvorov liYaakov chukov mishpatov liYisrael. He tells his words to Yaakov, his laws and statutes to the Yidden, which means his laws that he has by himself, his words, his matters that he has by himself, that's what he tells the Yidden. Mashehu oisa huoymer liYisrael asis, that which he himself does, that is what he tells us to do. So, this idea that Hashem does, that is what Hashem does on his own. This that Hashem fulfills the mitzvahs before he can say for the Yidden to do, that is by himself, that is from above, he commands to do for himself. Okay, move on. So that's not for the people, that's a doing that Hashem does, and then he tells us to do it. Okay, move on. As understood, also we say the 248 mitzvahs are the 248 limbs of the king. This that the mitzvahs are limbs of his, of Hashem's, kviyachol, so to speak, Humitzad lamailo, that is from above. That's why they're his limbs, because he makes them his limbs. Those are the limbs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? That's where the mitzvahs come from. What happens when the Yid do the mitzvahs, Magid Dvar LeYaakov, when they do the mitzvahs that Hashem does? So this is the second level, because the second idea in the mitzvahs, that through the Yidden doing the mitzvahs that Hashem does, so they go in the path, in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're connected to Hashem. They connect to Hashem because they're doing that which Hashem does. And what happens when you're connected to Hashem? You get an energy. And that way, through going in the path and doing the same mitzvahs, following the path of Hashem, what Hashem does, through this, that's the way a vitality and energy extends to the person who does the mitzvahs. And this would be like the verse says, Asher yasa oisom ha'odom, when the person does them, v'chai bohem, and he lives with them, he gets his energy by doing the mitzvahs, that's the chayis. Kal yidei asiyas ha'mitzvahs, hu mizdabik ba'kodesh baruch kenal, because by doing the mitzvahs, he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before. What happens when you are connected by Hashem Elokeich? The pasuk says, "Ayidezeh chayim kulchem hayom." So you're all alive. So that's the second aspect of the mitzvah, to get the energy from kiyum hamitzvahs. The first one was letzarev hisem abriyas, to make refine the people and the world. Here is to be mamshich achayis through connecting to the mitzvahs that Hashem does. So therefore, the energy that we get is an energy of soivav. V'kivon she'inyan zeh she'bemitzvahs. Since this idea of mitzvahs, she'im drachov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these are really ways of Hashem. Aidei zeh she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseh es ha'mitzvahs. Hashem does the mitzvahs, so they become drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the level of soivav. So that is higher than connecting to the world, because it's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysa. Lachain, gam achayis, shenimshach la'odom, shemekayim es ha'mitzvahs. Therefore, also the vitality that extends to the person that fulfills the mitzvah, is the bechinas soivev, that is the vitality comes from the level of soivev, which means shemitzad atzmei hu kodesh hu muvdol me'olamos, on its own that is holy, that is distinct and separated from the world. Ve'afal pikein, and yet al yidei kiyum ha'mitzvahs, when you fulfill the mitzvahs, hu chai bohem b'chayis pnimi, he lives it, he gets the chayis, comes down in a pnimi. Again, the first madrege is the level of memale kol almim, but the second level is the chayis that seviv kol almim turns into his chayis pnimi in an inner way through observance of the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and the dveikis to the mitzvahs gives him the chayis. And then we have a third level which is higher even than soivu klamim. Amnon, gam inyan zeh sheba mitzvahs, even this idea, this aspect of the mitzvah, hu bedarge sheyesh bo tziur, it's still in a level which has a shape. It's has a formation, it's formed. V'lochein, HaMitzvahs shebedarga zu heim b'hischalkus. The mitzvahs that are at this level are separated. The different mitzvahs, the 630 mitzvahs, they're darchei havaya, they are passageway, in a plural, loshon rabim, many ways, ramachei vorim de malka, 248 limbs of the king. which means the hamshocha shal yidei kol mitzvah. What that which extends through each mitzvah, hi hamshocha protis. That is a specific hamshocha, distinct, separate hamshocha. Dugmas, this would be similar. Koyach hariyah ba'ayin v'koyach hashmiyah ba'oizen. The power of seeing comes down dafke to the eye. The power of hearing comes down to the ear. It's designated, divided, and split up into specific areas. V'lochein shayich sha'odom yaseh samitzis sha'kodesh baruch hu. That's why it really applies for a person to do the mitzvahs that Hashem does, because those are, the mitzvahs are in a level that they are accessible and divided and formatted already, so the person can do the mitzvahs. Kiramach hayvorim shebaodom hatachten, the 248 limbs which are in the human below. They are, so to speak, similar to the 248 limbs of the king. Nasa Odom Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Let us make a man in our image, in our Dumus, which is the Odom created in a shaped and a form like 248 limbs of the king. There's 248. So we are created to correspond to the 248 limbs of the king, the way we're created, and therefore we can do the mitzvahs and we can be makabel in this level from the Ramach Evarim Demalch. But yet there is a higher level which is higher than his chalkus. V'yesh inya naila yoser b'mitzvahs. But there's even a greater level in mitzvahs, a higher level. The fact that the mitzvahs are the will of the Supreme, which means rotzen shelemayla mehatam, a wish. Hashem wants us to do a wish, wants us to do it. It's not with a reason, it's higher than reason. That's what Hashem wants us to do. The harotzen shebe mitzvahs, the will that Hashem wants us to do the mitzvahs, that will is equally in all, it's not separate by different mitzvahs. Do what Hashem wants, want what Hashem wants. That's all 630 mitzvahs equally. It's lemayla meramach evarim. This is higher than the way it splits into 240 limbs. So since the will in the mitzvahs, Hashem's will in the mitzvahs is unimaginably, uncomparably beyond the person below who fulfills the mitzvah. That is foratory from the fact that it's even above and higher than the formation of even the 248 limbs of the king. We're saying it's the Ratzon which is higher than the Ramach Evorim. So if it's higher than the Ramach Evorim, the Malko, it's certainly beyond the capacity of the human, the Odom. The Odom Atachn. Lachain, Legabe Dargezu. Therefore, relative to that level of Hashem's wishes, k'moshi mitzad atzmo, ein ha'odom tevis mokar, as it is of itself, relative to that level, a person does not count for anything. He doesn't take up any place. He's a non-entity. He's a non-mitzis. He doesn't take up any place. The habitl, the heder tvisas mokar, that subjugation, the level of bitl of not taking up space, means ubitl b'mitzias. That's a subjugation of your entity, your essence. You are non-existent. That's the level of bitl. It's not bitl hayesh. You're not a entity and you're mavatli, but there is no mitzias. You don't take up any space. So what happens when the person who is a non-entity fulfills the mitzvah of Hashem, So even after there is a command to the person, so that means that he becomes a somebody. Now he becomes an entity because the Eberster is telling him something. So what is his entity? What is his existence? It's just to fulfill the command. There's no other, there's no ulterior, there's nothing else, there's no self-interest. There's no ulterior motivations. It's just to do the mitzvah, to fulfill the commandment. And by fulfilling the tzivui, whom is chaber, that way he connects mitzvah loshon tzavsu v'chibur, mitzvah from the language of connecting together and connection, imha mitzaveh, together with the one who commands to the Eibishter, shulu ma'ile mimenu be'inarech, which is much higher, infinitely greater and higher than the person. So that's the highest level. So the Rebbe talked about here the three levels in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is doing because they're litzarev esabriyas, to refine the people, to refine the place, and in the koiches of the person and the matters which he does the mitzvah. The second level is to connect to the Eibishter, because the Eibishter does the mitzvah, and by you doing the mitzvahs, you're mamshich from Evorim de Malko, which is Kutshabrich, which is level of Sevev Kolamim. And then by the highest level, the level of Rotzen Ha'elyin, which is beyond any Tziyurim, which is even higher than the Ramach, Evorim de Malko, over there, it's a lack of a metzias, the person, his whole metzias is just to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Rebbe is going to say we have these three protim also in Limud HaTorah. Although Limud HaTorah, in addition to the fact, Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah too. So the same three aspects that we have by all the mitzvahs apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as well. But in addition to that, in learning Torah, we also find these three madregas. The madrega of Torah, which is a level of wisdom, which has to do with the entity of the Nefesh HaBahamis, with nature, that have to do with the higher level of Torah, to connect to Hashem, which is the level which is higher, and also to connect with the idea of Torah, with the Atzmus Ein Sof, as the Rebbe will explain. Val derech zeh hu belimud haTorah. Similar to this, there's also the study of Torah. Sheyesh b'zeh gimul eifanim elu, there exists also these three different ways. The noise of legimul eifanim sheyeshnam b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah kibichol ha-mitzvahs, in addition to the three ways that exist in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like all the mitzvahs, it's also a mitzvah, one of the 630 mitzvahs. And we just said about the mitzvahs, these three levels. So in addition to that, in Egambo, Inyan, the Limud HaTorah Atzma, also in the aspect of study of Torah, Yeshnom, there exists Dugmas Gimul Leifanim Elus, similar to these three ways. The Kishaloyme Torah Mitzad HaChokhma V'HaSeichel Shabo. When one studies Torah because of the wisdom and the intelligence which is in Torah, Sha'atoyroh hi chokhmaschem ubinaschem, because the Torah is your wisdom and it's your understanding, as the Pasuk says, afilu leinei ha'am, even in the eyes of the world. So which means this is an intelligence, it's a something which the nations can relate to and to appreciate. So when you learn Torah because of the wisdom, limud haTorah shaloi, hu mitzad teva gufay v'nafshu hativis, then his study of Torah is because of his body's nature and his natural soul, because shebetiva hu oyev muskolis, because naturally he loves intellectual ideas. So then that is a learning that comes mitzad the nefesh hativis, mitzad his body, that is love for ideas. But then you have a higher level that you learn Torah in order to connect to Hashem. But when he learns Torah because of the fact that Torah is an intermediary that connects Yidden with Hashem, like the Zohar says, "Tlas kishni miskashron dovedo," that there are three knots that tie one to the other. Yisrael, Eisav, Kuchibrichu, the Torah, the Jews, the Torah with Hashem. So they're tied. So when Yidden tied themselves to Torah, they tied themselves to Hashem. Dalidei she Yisrael miskashron beir Eisav. Through the Yidden tying themselves to the Torah, they tie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that level of learning Torah to connect to Hashem is limud ha-Torah sheloi humitzad ha-neshama sheboi. Then his study of Torah, his Torah is because of the soul that's in him. It is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu. But it still means, it's still his entity. Let it be the spiritual entity. It's for him. But he's the beneficiary of it. His metzius is the beneficiary. As opposed to the higher level of Torah, he's just learning for Lishma, for Hashem. Hainu, shagam oifun ze belimud ha-Torah. Even this way of learning Torah, hu mitzad metzius, it's still because of his metzius. He wants to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eloshu ha-metzius da neshama. But it's the metzius of not the guf, nefesh ha-tivu, it's the neshama. But it's still his metzius. But v'yesh oifun nayla yoyser b'limud ha-toyra. But there is even a higher level in limud ha-toyra. The fact that the Eibishter finds himself, the essence of the Eibishter is in Torah, and when you learn Torah, you connect with the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the fact, why is he learning Torah? It's not because of the advantage, the elevation that he's going to have from the study of Torah, but because of Torah itself. The mekivon sheraisa v'kutsha brichu kulachad. Since the Torah and Hashem are really one, v'yizeira mizu, it's not only with kutsha brichu, but the Torah is one with the essence. Sheichad im ha'atzmus, it's one with the essence of Hashem. Kimaimer azal, as our sages of blessed memory say, that she'anoichi, when it says anoichi Hashem elikecho, so it says in the Gemara that anoichi hu rosh teves, that's rosh teves, Gemara in Shabbos, ano nafshi ksovis yehovis, that I have given myself, ano nafshi, I myself ksovis yehovis, written myself down, I gave it. In the Torah, the Eibishter gave himself in. As a rota reingi shribim that he had written in, una reingi geben sich allein, and he put himself in, ano nafshi, me myself. Shayidei ha teira oisi atam loichim. Through teira you take me, you take Hashem. Lochein, and therefore. So, in teira Hashem himself, K'moi sh'akodesh baruch hu, einei chaz v'sholem emtsoi le'eze inyan achar. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, God forbid, an intermediary for any other thing. He is the ultimate. He doesn't serve for anything. V'atachlo zubay ba'atzme, the goal is He Himself, it's just Hashem. Al derech zeh hu gam b'limud ha-toyre d'ha-odom. Similarly, it also in the study of the Torah of the person, shenirgash etzloi, that it's felt by him, shahtachlis the limud ha-Torah shaloi, hi ha-Torah atzma, that what is the purpose, the goal of his study of Torah is Torah itself, not for any purpose, so that he should connect to Hashem, like in the previous level, not that Torah should refine him, but not because he understands Torah, but just for Torah itself. The fact that he knows that the Torah and Kodesh Baruch Hu are one, poyel olav, this impacts on him, that he devotes himself and gives himself away to study of Torah without any calculations. Not even with the consideration of the calculation, oh, I'm going to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. No, there is no ulterior, there's nothing else. It's just to learn for learning Torah. And his study of Torah is with total subjugation. And this comes from the three levels of Torah. So the three levels of learning Torah. V'gimu leifanim elu shebelimud haTorah. These three ways. To learn Torah because of the intellect. To learn Torah because you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or to learn Torah with Bittl. Nimshochim v'gimu leyonu shebetorah atzma. They extend from the three aspects of Torah itself. First of all, shehaTorah hi chochma v'seichel. That Torah is wisdom and intellect. The first way you learn it because of the chokhmaschem ubinaschem haynu shi chokhmosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yordom nislapshu b'seichel la'odom. Later on, from the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it descended and it dressed up in the human intellect. Shahat Toiro hi memutza mekasher Yisrael b'kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is the intermediary that ties Yidden to Hashem. That's the second level, the connecting piece from Araisa Kuchabrichu. And then that the Torah is really one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the level of total middle. And the Rebbe says now in Oy Zayin that in the laws of the Torah, the laws of Talmud Torah, we also find these three aspects, what the obligation of study is to match up with these three aspects of Torah. Zayin. V'hine gimul inyonim hanal, these above mentioned three ideas, yesh dugmosum gam bedine v'ilchus Talmud Torah, we can find a similarity also in the laws and the laws of how one needs to study Torah. The obligation to learn the laws that one needs to do, that's one level, in order to know the action, what you need to do. So that level of learning Torah, to know what you need to do, that is similar to what we're talking about, learning Torah, which is because of the nature of the body and the natural soul. Bikivon sha'asiyas ha-mitzvahs, because doing of the mitzvahs, koilel ha-mitzvahs atlush b'dibur, whether we're talking about mitzvahs that you do in action, or even including the mitzvahs that we do by speaking, hu al yidei haguv v'nefesh ha-chiyunis, that is accomplished through the body and the vitalizing soul. So, that mitzvah of knowing Torah, what you need to do, is associated with the performance of the mitzvah, which is done with the body in Nefesh HaChiyunis. Then you have the second obligation, v'chiyuv, the mitzvah sidi is a Torah. There's an obligation on a mitzvah to know Torah. Leida kol ha-Torah kulo, to know the entire Torah, gam ho-inyonim she'enom tzrichem l'maisa, also those matters that are not necessary for action. Kivon shinyona shel mitzvah zu hu shah odom yedas ha-Torah. Over this mitzvah is not to know what to do, but it's that a person knows Torah. Hu al derech limud ha-Torah b'shvil ha-neshama. That's like learning Torah for the soul, So you the accomplishment, the second level. Yesh leimar, and we can say shezehu atam al zeh sheyesh shir v'kitzva la mitzvah didiyas ha-toyra, that there is, it's the reason that there is a measure and there is an amount set for the mitzvah of knowing Torah. We say that it's the masha kosu v'arucha meretz mido. This that it says that it's longer than a measured land, which means there is no limit. She'ein keitz la'oimek taimei ha'alochas, that there is no end to the depth of the reasoning of the halochas. Avol ha'alochas atzmo, but the halochas themselves, how many halachas, v'chein ha-medrashim, how many expound, yesh lam keitz u'mispah, there is an end, there is a number. V'hoyu kama v'kama, there was many men, shalomdu v'yodu kol ha-Torah kula, that learned and knew all of the Torah kula. So, therefore, that's not what it means. It means the reasoning is no end, but the actual Torah has a limit. Kimikivon sha mitzvahs the ideas atoiro, because since the mitzvah of knowing Torah is shahodom yeda es atoiro, it the mitzvah is that the person to know Torah, but odom who mukbal and a person is limited. Lachain gam hatoiro sheshayeches lemitzvah zu. Therefore, the Torah which connects to this mitzvah, he mevdida v'hakbola, is in a measure and the limit. That's as it associates to the mitzvah of knowing Torah, the person to knowing Torah, it's also midi vagbola. But then you have v'achiyuv, the third level is the v'hagiso b'yoymam v'laylo, today and night study the Torah. Gam la'achre shalom ad kol ha-Torah, even after you learned all of the Torah. V'al derech zeh, and also similar to this, b'negei le'elu, as it relates to this shadaitom kitzora, whose mind is short, v'lo yagiyu li'idiyas kol ha-Torah, and they won't reach knowing all of Torah, hu achiyuv d'limud ha-Torah mitzad ha-Torah atzma. They have the obligation of studying Torah or Torah itself. V'kivon sha-Torah, so they're not going to know all of Torah, but there's still a mitzvah of just knowing for the Torah itself. Since Torah on its own is beyond measure, any limit, that's why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in this level, when it's because the level of Torah, that you should always occupy yourself yoimam v'layla b'day and night b'chol rega poni, every free minute, instant, every free second, l'maylo m'medida b'hagbola, beyond any measure or any limitation. Oishches. So previously the Rebbe explained that the highest, the third level, and the highest level of learning the Torah for the mitzvah of Agisa b'yemam v'laylo, that would be the level of learning Torah because of Torah itself. So the Rebbe now is going to say that even the mitzvah of Agisa b'yemam v'laylo is really limited. But the real level of bligvul in the learning of Torah is learning Torah lishma for the sake of Torah itself. Let's look inside. Ches. V'yeshloimar be'oimek yosef. We can say deeper, even deeper. Shegam ha-mitzvah de'v'hogisa b'yoymam v'laylo. Even the mitzvah of studying day and night, basically we said before, means there's no hagbola, there's no limitation. He knows all of Torah, he knows it all, and still he has to continue learning. This seems to be unlimited. But the truth is that kivon shah mitzvahs heim tzivuyim lehodom, Because since the mitzvahs are commands, the Eibishter commands a person, v'hagiso b'yom v'layla, the person needs to study. Udloi ki ha-toyro k'moy shehi chochmoso yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalamayla m'shaychus lo'ilom. This is not unlike the Torah. The Torah is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is above the world. And then it descended into the Torah that we have, that we can understand. But the mitzvah melechatchila is given to a limited person. So when we're learning Torah because of the mitzvah of v'kisu b'yom v'layla, we're still limited. Hare ha-Torah shalomdim mitzad ha-mitzvah de'v'hagisu b'yom v'layla. The Torah that we learn because of the mitzvah that one should be putting his energy day and night into studying Torah, he like a Torah k'moshi mitzad atzmi. So you are not getting to the Torah as it is on its own. Elo k'moi sheshayeches lo odom. That is Torah as it is connected to the person, which the mitzvah is to the person of Yisabot. But v'amitis ha'inyan d'limud ha'Torah atzma. But the true idea of learning Torah itself, k'moshi l'maylum mishaychus la'odom, as it is above than being connected to the person. That level of study of Torah, hu b'limud ha'Torah lishma, that is when you learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Shahalimud huloi bichdei lekayim mitzvas Talmud Torah. The study is not in order to fulfill the command, the mitzvah of studying Torah. Elo mitzada Torah atzma, but for Torah itself. Learning Torah for the sake of Torah, not for the purpose of being mekayim a mitzvah studying Torah. And the Rebbe says this makes a difference. Not only what you have in mind, I'm doing a mitzvah, or I'm learning for the sake of Torah, but it makes also a difference in the actual learning. Yesh lahoisif. So we can add, shahamayla b'limud ha-Torah lishmo, the advantage of learning Torah for the sake of Torah, legabei, relative halimud, than the study b'chdei l'kaya mitzvah talmud Torah, than studying just to fulfill the mitzvah of studying Torah, it's not just what the person has in mind when he's studying. But in the actual learning, there's a difference. Rabbi explains. When you're studying in order to fulfill the mitzvah of studying Torah, so then the study, halimud, so then your study is limited. The gam b'mitzvus v'agisa bo yomam v'layla, because even in the mitzvah that you should study day and night, yesh kama v'kama hagbolos, there are many and many limitations. K'mevuyer b'hilchos Talmud Torah, as explained in the laws of Talmud Torah, there is still limitations of how much and when one is to fulfill the mitzvah of learning constantly Yom HaLayla. However, Masha'enkein b'limud ha-Torah lishmo, if you learn Torah for sake of Torah, eine mischashe b'medidus v'hagbolos, then he does not consider the limitations, the measures. Is he obligated even under this condition? Is he obligated to do or not? He doesn't get involved. It's not about the mitzvah. It's about studying Torah. And the study of his is beyond the measure and limitation of time. And also, l'maylo memedidu v'agbolo, The mokim is also beyond any measure and any limitations of space. K'maymer Hazal, as our sages of blessed memory say, so the Gemara in Kedushin says that there's areas like where you're not supposed to think divrei Torah. The Gemara says la'ain soy shiny, if he is forced, is different, which means even the limitations of Torah that you have to have places in which you're not allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah, but against his will is different. That means there is a level in which is beyond the space time, and even in the space he's la'in seishan. Batam lozeh b'pnimu seinyonim. So what's the reason that this is unlimited? In the inner matter of things, the mitzvah of hagisa is a command for the person. That's why it has limitations according to the person. As opposed to when we learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Since the Torah as it is on its own, not as a command to learn it, but Torah itself, is beyond measure and limitation. As the pasuk says, it's longer than a measured land. Gam limud ha-Torah shel ha-Adam. Therefore, also the study of Torah of the person. Kishahalimud sheloihu lishma mitzad ha-Torah asav. When he learns lishma because of Torah itself, hu ba'ayfun sheo yeitzem meha-hagbolos d'zman v'mokom. It's in a way that the person exits and goes out from all limitations, time and space. He's non-limited, always connected to Torah, always learning Torah, always with Torah. The Rebbe says that ultimately, this was the chiddush of Matan Torah, the learning of Lishma. B'yeshloim artes, sh'achibur del yonim v'tachtoinim sh'nischadis b'matan Torah, that connection from the upper and the lower that was accomplished during Matan Torah, humizgale beiker belimud haTorah lishma. Mainly, that comes to revelation when we study Torah lishma. The nois of alzeh. For in addition to the idea shebechidei sheyuchal liyis hachibur del yonim v'tachtonim, in order that there should be able to be that connection for the upper and the lower, who al yidei bitul hageder the elyon v'tachton, that needs to be by negating the boundaries of upper and lower, al yidei hamshachos eirin sof shalom ayla mishneihem, by drawing down the infinite light of ein sof, which is higher than both, higher than elyon and tachton, kinal siv dalad, as we said earlier in siv dalad. Shadugmo siv adam hu, so what would be the example by a person, when he occupies himself with Torah for the sake of Torah, then he is negating, he is not an entity, whether it's with relationship to the body, the lower of the tachten, and also as it's negated to the soul, elyon. So that's the higher level, which is higher than the guf and the neshama, the bittel, when he's learning Torah lishma. But that's not all. There's more than that. Hinegam achibur del yonim v'tachtonim atzmei mizgale b'limutze. It's not just that he is a their level of bittel, but the connection of Elyonim Tachtoinim itself is revealed in this learning. Shahabligvul de Torah Elyonim, the bligvul of Torah Elyonim, poyel ala odom Tachtoinim, impacts the person, the Tachtoinim, shalimud ha-Torah, shelo yiyah lemaylo mehagbalah. So that impacts him, that his study of Torah, as we said before, through the level of Torah lishma, there is no medidas hagbalah. That's accomplished because the Elyonim accomplished that in the Tachtonim. And that is something that is revealed in the study of Lishma. Yes, Lahaisa, we can add. So it's not just that we're saying that the Bli Gvul is impacting and making the Gvul, that he should be higher than Hagbalah, but it's actually a greater level of Bli Gvul from Torah. Yesh lo yisrif dal yidei sha Bli Gvul de Torah poyel gam b'ha'odam, through the Bli Gvul of Torah, that it impacts also the person, that the person becomes Bli Gvul. V'al derech zeh yidei yiridus ha'Torah lamata b'chlal. And similar to the through this is the fact that the Torah comes down below altogether. Ms. Gale Habligvul de Torah Yeser, that reveals the Bligvul of Torah even more than what the Torah is Bligvul without that descent and without that impact and making the Tachtoni Bligvul. The Zesha Torah he Bligvul. It tells you that the Torah is no limit. It's not in the place and the level of Torah that Torah is Bli Gvul in its upper place. But that it comes down, that level of Bli Gvul comes down below. And also as it comes down below, as it's extended below, nirgash begilu habligvul shalbo, you can feel openly the bligvul. So its bligvul is not limited to the level of Torah in its place, but you see the bligvul as its nimshach lamata, we can still feel the bligvul. Shagam limud hatayrish ala odom ubay from the bligvul. So that also the study of the person is in the level of bligvul. Yud. The question the Rebbe started off in the Maimer was, why do we need Mesiras Nefesh for Torah? That Kimu V'Kiblu was through Mesiras Nefesh. Most of the mitzvahs we don't. So the Rebbe says, Api kol anal yesh leimar. So based on the above, we can say, Hatam, the reason, Al zeh shegemar kabolas ha-Torah V'Kibla Yehudim. At the end, when the receiving of Torah, which is the Kibbalah Yehudim, totally be Mesiras Nefesh, hinges on Mesiras Nefesh. Ki hachibur de Elyonim v'tachtonim, because the connection of Elyonim v'tachtonim, which is the Chiddush of Matan Torah, is connecting Elyonim v'tachtonim. Hu al yidei bitul hagdorim v'ametziyas de Elyonim v'tachtonim. That is by negating the boundaries and the existence and the entities of upper and lower, to make there is no upper and no lower, because it penetrates, it connects the upper, it penetrates and impacts the lower. Kinal. V'lochein, and therefore, b'chdei shetia hashleimus de kabbalas ha-Torah, in order to be the wholesomeness of receiving the Torah, which is the Chibur of Elyon Tachtonim, Hutzrach liyeis habitl de Mesiras Nefesh, needed to be the level of subjugation of Mesiras Nefesh. And it's not sufficient potentially, which they had at the time as well, as the Rebbe asked in the beginning, they accepted to do the mitzvahs, whatever, Nasiv and Nishma with Mesiras Nefesh, but it's different when it actually comes out bepoil. Even though that also in the time of Matan Torah, k'shom runasa v'nishma, when the Yidden said we will do and then we will listen, kiblu aleihem lasis kol mashi yitztavu, so they accepted to do, they accepted by them to do as all as they were commanded. Gam bim yitzorich l'mesiras nefesh al zeh, even if this would require self-sacrifice. Hari kol zeman shahamisiras nefesh hu bekoyach. Hu mitzad haneshama veinu baguf. As long for the time that the mesiras nefesh is only in potential, then it's from the neshama, but it's not in the body. But we need the body to be also the level of bittul. V'kivun shabittul shal yodui nasis achibud al yirim tachtoinim. Since the subjugations through which we create that connection al yirim tachtoinim, tzorich li is hein ba'al yirim ve'hein ba'tacht, has to be both in the upper, in the tacht, and that connection of al yirim tachtoinim. Lochein hashleim is the kabbalas ha'toyre tluya b'mesiras nefesh b'poyim. The wholesome and the completion of receiving Torah hinges on literal Mesiras Nefesh in actuality. Because the Mesiras Nefesh actually, practically, is in the body and the natural soul. And now the Rebbe is going to explain the difference we asked before, specifically Kibbul HaYehudim was by Purim and not by Chanukah. Based on this, we also understand the advantage of the Mesiras Nefesh from Purim over the Mesiras Nefesh of Chanukah. Ki gam ha-Mesiras Nefesh bepoyel hi beikir mitzad ha-Neshama. The truth is that even when you have literal Mesiras Nefesh, practically, it comes mainly from the soul. Elosheha misiras nefesh dehaneshama. But what happens is the self-sacrifice of the soul, po'eles gamba guf benefesh hativit, it influences also the body and the animal soul and the natural soul, but it comes mitzad neshama. Omekivon. But since shaguf benefesh hativit mitzad inyonam, and since the body and the animal soul, from their matter, heimetzius, they're still an entity. Lochein hagilui dematn toira achibud el yenim tachtoinim. So therefore, the revelation of matn toira, which is to connect the upper and the lower, shenimshach behem, aidei habitlim siras nefeshim sad haneshama, which comes to them through the bitl of the self-sacrifice of the soul, which impacts the body, but it's still not the body from its own perspective, it's being influenced by outside, hudover noisef aleihem, that something added to them, to the body of the nefesh hativis, from the outside, from the impact of the neshama. V'zehu v'zuhi ha'mayel damesiris nefesh, the purim ha'al damesiris nefesh, the chanukah. This is the advantage of Purim Mesiras Nefesh over the Mesiras Nefesh of Chanukah. Shebepurim hoyu betachlis habitlus vahashiflus gam metzad haguf. That on Purim they were in total subjugation, negation, and degraded also from the body perspective. Sharei hoyu hefker gomur laharigel l'chol misha yirtze. They were totally hefker, ownerless, anybody can kill them, anybody who wish can kill them. Ubederech hateva lo hoyo derech linotzel mize, and in natural ways there was no way to save yourself from it. They could have denied Hashem, we said from Torah before, that it was only because they were Yehudim, but if they wanted to change their religion, they would be spared. Also, although the gzeira was only on Yehudim, and if they would be denying, God forbid, they would not do to them anything to move a leil. Sif Aleph Meteira Oir has brought down before, and Sif Aleph Meteira Oir Mikol Mokoyim. But still, Mekivon Shagzeira Oz Hoyso Loi Alki Meteira Mitzvus. Since the decree then was not for against observing Torah mitzvahs. Ela laguf, it was on the body. La regul abid chaz v'sholem, to kill and destroy God forbid. Nimtzo, turns out, shagufim sholahem hoyu oz b'tachlis hashiflus, that bodily wise they were on the lowest extreme. The kasher hagezeira hi ala teiro mitzvahs. When the decree is on teiro mitzvahs, k'moy b'chanukah, like by Chanukah. Which the Gezeira was to make them forget the Torah and to remove them from the statutes that you want them to do, that is mainly Torah mitzvahs. That if he's going to do Torah mitzvahs, he'll kill him. So then, haguf mitzad inyonoi einok efker. The goof from his perspective is not efker. But when the decree is to kill and destroy, God forbid, but he has a possibility that's by Purim, by denying mekivon shagzeira laharig oisei hi al haguf. The gezeira to kill him is loy mipnei she'enaretzel lichper. It's not because he doesn't want to deny. They want to kill him. El al haguf. He could get out of it. But the attack, the target is the guf. Nimtzo she'aguf mitzad anyon noy hu kehefker. So the guf from his matter is hefker. The Purim Davke. This is why, through the Mesiras Nefesh of Purim, specifically Hoyo Hagmar Vashlemus the Kabbalas HaTorah, was the end and the completion of Matan Torah, of receiving the Torah, was Davke, the bodily Mesiras Nefesh that took place during Purim, that Mesiras Nefesh. Kal Yidei Shabitl. So lehem oz hoyogam mitzad aguf, because their bittul was also from the body perspectives. Lochein hoyu kelim lagilu dematan Torah. That's why they became vessels to receive the Torah. Hein mitzad aneshama vehein mitzad aguf, both from the perspective of the soul and also from the body. So that's why staf ke Purim, not even Chanukah. V'yesh loimar dezeu. That we say v'kibel ha'yehudim on Purim. Yes, let me say, oh, gam ha'shakos ba'maymer. This is also what it says in the maymer. Bizman ha'gzeda, hoyu Yisroel b'tachlis ha'shifus gam b'kashmis. That's why he says that they were in total degraded level, also physically, ki mezem eramez hatam. Because with this, he hints to the reason, al zeh she'yo'os kelim la'gil d'matn Torah, how come they were kelim? For the revelation of Matan Torah, ga mitzad aguf, also from the body. So the Rebbe continues now to explain that in addition to the bittul and the mesiras nefesh that was because of the neshama, because of the guf, and the total bittul, we also require the guf and the neshama to be in the ultimate greatness and wholesomeness of the neshama and the guf. And that is accomplished through the children and through Mordechai gathering the 22,000 children to learn Torah with them. Yudalef. Hine al pi ha-mevuar li'il, Siv Dalet. Based according to what was explained earlier in Siv Dalet. When we're connecting the upper, the supreme, the tachtin, and the lower, there are three aspects to it. You have ha'elyon, you have the upper one, you have ha'tachtin, you have the lower one, and you have ha'bitl shalohem, and they are their self-negation in which their bottle, the Elyon and the Tachton. So move on, it's understood from this, Shebichdei Lizkois Lehagmar V'Hashlemus the Kapolas HaToyro. In order to merit the finish and the completion of receiving the Torah, Ein Maspik Habitl the Hanishomo the Haguf. It is not sufficient the subjugation the negation of the neshama and the guf, elo tzorich shetiye gam hamitzias olahem. But you actually need their existence. Ukumoshahim betachlis hashlemus. And as they are in the ultimate wholesomeness, you need their ultimate mitzias. Vishamitzias shalahem tiye kishura umichoberes imatoira. And that their mitzias, their existence, should their wholes, the greatest, the whole, the greatest of their existence should be connected and tied to the Torah. Similar to what I explained earlier in Sivav Sivches, the advantage of learning Torah Lishmo, he loy rag b'inyan habitl. It's not just in the aspect of bittel. Shahalimut shaloi hu loi bishvil hashlemus shaloi, that he's learning not for his own wholesomeness. Gam loi bishvil hashlemus da neshama, also not for the wholesome of the neshama. That's not yet the ultimate mile of tilumud atoiru lishmo, is the level of bittel. Elagam ze, but also the advantage is shemitzi yose shala odom halaymed, that the existence of the person that learns the neshama vaguf mischaberes im haTorah, is the connection with Torah. Shal yidei ze hu yoytze mehag beloisov, that's way he goes out of his limitation. Umisale lahabligvul the Torah, and is elevated to the infinite level of Torah. So it's not just about bittel, but it's about connecting with the infinite, and that way you go out of all kinds of limitation. You go to the limitation of Torah. So v'yesh loymar, so we can say, zeh ushemevi baha maimer, this is why he brings the maimer, shehis oirerus amisiris nefesh di Yisroel hoysa lidei Mordechai. That the encouragement, the arousal for Mesiris Nefesh of the Yidden came through Mordechai, which was the Moshe Shebedoyre, the Moshe of his generation. The Limud HaTorah Shel Mordechai Hoye Betachli So'ilu. The study of Torah of Mordechai was in the ultimate, in the greatest level of elevation. Through him encouraging the Yidden to learn Torah with self-sacrifice. Especially given the fact that Mordechai was the head of the generation, similar to Moshe. From the head, all Eivorim receive. So, Himshich Bohem, he extended in the Yidden, loy rak inyan habitl, not just the aspect of negation, self-negation of bitl, elo gam ha'ilu, the limud ha'Torah, but also the advantage of the study of Torah, kimoi shehi mitzad hashlemus da'odam, is Torah study as it is in the wholesomeness of the person, which is hashlemus da neshama da'aguf, the wholesomeness of the neshama of a guf, brought about to the level of study of Torah. That was accomplished through Moshe generation, Mordechai, bringing down his level of Torah by encouraging them to learn Torah, which is the shleimus, the highest level of Torah, which a person, human being, which is the soul and the body, can reach to. Based on this idea, we can also explain Masha maybe Baha Maimer, that he brings in the Maimer Shem Mordechai Kibitz Chov Beis Elef Tenekes Shabbos Rabbim, that Mordechai gathered 22,000 school children, children that go to school, to the teacher's house. Kimaila Zu Belimud HaTorah, because this advantage of the Torah study, learning Torah in the most wholesome way of the soul and the body, he be iker betanoikis shall be snab. Mainly that can be found by children going to the home of their teacher. Why? So beyuvan zal pimashom razal, we can understand it based on what our sages of blessed memory said. Ein ha'olam miskayim elo bishvil hevel tanoikis shel beis rabam, that the world does not exist but for the air, the words, the speaking of the children that go to school. Omar le rapope la abaye, so rapope said to abaye, didi v'didochmai, what about me and you? What about our Torah learning? Omar le, so Abaye answered Rapope, "Ein deime hevel sheyesh beichet lehevel shein beichet." It's not the same ear that has sin to ear that has no sin. Basically, tenekes shel bisrabim, because they're still children, they don't have any sin, so their ear, the words that they utter, is on a higher level because there is no sin in that them. Although the study of Torah of Rapop and Abaye certainly it reached the level of for the purpose learning Torah Lishmo, Bedarges Achinailus in the most elevated levels. So it seems on one hand they had a great level of learning Torah Lishmo, and on the other Limud HaTorah the Tenekes Shabbos Rabbim. But why do children in school, they learn Umitzad Yiras HaRetzua, they're afraid of the strap, meaning they're not learning for the levels of Lishmo. Afal Pikein, and yet Yesh Yisrein Behevel Tenekes Shabbos Rabbim, there is an advantage in the ear, in the words uttered by the children of this school. Shal Hevel Zed Davke, that is what the world exists on. That's why the rabbis say, why? So it's known the explanation that the advantage who hain mitzad nishmasan is both because of their soul, because they have just recently been born, so it means that their soul is still closer to their source, that their soul is closer to godliness, because it's just recently that it came from the spiritual world into this physical world, so they're still closer to godliness. And also become the body of theirs that has not yet become so materialized, physicalized through eating and drinking and other yearnings, desires, and lusts, as explained elsewhere at length. So now, based on this idea in Tenekes Shel Beis Rabbim, and the advantage, we can say the Zeshe maybe Bahamaimer, that he brings down the Maimer Shabizman, Hagizede Kibitz Mordechai Chof Beis Elef Tenekes Shel Beis Rabbim, that during the time of the Gizede Mordechai gathered 22,000 children of the school children, who, Bichdei Levaya, that it is to explain, Shebelimut HaToyre Shehoye Oz, that in the Torah that took place then, Hoye Loi Raka Bitl Dan Shomer De Haguf, was not just the negation, the Bitl of Nshom Guf, Elo, but it also had the wholesomeness. It had the wholesomeness because it was the children, the Tenekes Shel Beis Rabbim, the Hevel. Elo. But the point here is, it came through Mordechai. So, Mailas Hanishomer, the Tenekes Shel Beis Rabbim, Eine Shayeches Kolkach Lidlimud Hat Toyder Shulahem. The greatness of the neshama that we say that was just came and it's new, but that's not so much connected to their study themselves. They need Mordechai's study because their own study, their study is associated with the fear of the strap, which is Tava HaGuf, which is the nature of the body, and not because of the soul. Vegam Ein bozeh habitul imsiris nefesh, and also it doesn't have that level of subjugation of siris nefesh. So therefore, Belochain, maybe Bahamaimer, that's what the Maimer brings down. Shalimu the Tanekish of Islam, Moholya, they Mordechai. It was through Mordechai. Mordechai was at the highest level of Limudat Torah. Shalidei Zeh, by coming through Mordechai, Yogam Limudat Torah Shalahem bim Sirus Nefesh. Through Mordechai, also their study of Torah came with self sacrifice. Kimavuer Bahamaimer is explained in the Maimer. So, it was Mordechai that brought out the tremendous advantage of the children's learning Torah, the 22,000 students. And that was the ultimate level of the greatness of the neshama and the guf and the advantage of living our Torah and that connection. Yesh lahoisu, we can add, al yidei shem Mordechai kibetz chov beiz elef tinoikes shel beis rabam, that through Mordechai gathering the 22,000 children of the school children, Nitoisef Etzloy Ha'ilu, that added to Mordechai the advantage, the Hevel Tenekesh of Bisrabim, that he got the ear of the children of Bisrabim because he gathered them together. And through this, he extended this idea to all Yidden, all the Yehudim in his generation. Yud Beis. So based on this, we can explain also this idea that a person is obligated to become drunk on Purim to the extent that he doesn't know between Baruch Haman, Baruch Mordechai and Orhon. Because when Purim comes around every year and year, it comes back and it reawakens the idea that acceptance of the Yehudim as it was the very first time. Not only does it come back and wake up as it was, but even the Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, in a way that we elevate in holiness, which means it's even greater. The Yesh Lahoisif. And we can add that the advantage of Purim relative to Matan Torah is in two matters. That during Purim was the completion and the wholesomeness of receiving the Torah, Kibbul HaYehudim, Kinah Barucha, as we spoke before, that level of bittul in the ultimate highest level, v'gam kiyum ha-Torah, and also the observance, the sustaining of the Torah, kabbalas ha-Torah, and sustaining of the kiddush b'gemara la-posik kiyumu v'kiblu. Here we're talking about kibbul ha-Yehudim. That's the posik of kiyumu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, kiyumu mashe kiblu kvar, that they had fulfilled, sustained that which they accepted. Because this that they received Matan Torah, that wasn't sustained for all the time. After the Yidden sinned in the Egel, he snatzlu es yedim, they removed their crowns. So you see it was temporary, but by Purim it says ksiv, v'meya Purim eil lo yavru, they'll never pass. V'zichrom lo yosef mizaram, their remembrance will never cease from their seed. The zeh shekiblu bepurim kiyum kayim bekiyum nitzchi, that they accepted on Purim stays forever. So the idea is that we accept it and also that we made it permanent, that we sustained it forever. But derech zehu b'imei haPurim b'chol shana v'shana. Same thing is Purim every year. She has b'seh shnei in yonim elu. You has both matters. She b'chol shana nitoifesev b'ashleim is the kabbalas haTorah, that you get the addition in the wholesomeness of receiving the Torah on its highest level kinal. B'shegam hoisof hazu yesh lakim nitzchen, that also this addition has a permanent and is sustained for all times. That's why on Purim needs to be the service of not knowing, a reis gein fun zich, to go out of yourself. Ki hashleimus de kabbalas ha-Torah bo alida bitl. The wholesomeness of receiving the Torah comes through subjugation. Vezehu gam shayitziyim emtsiusa. This is also the idea that how do you go out from your existence ad loyada, that you become loyada. Tzriches liyes al yidei libsumi biyayin. It needs to be by getting drunk with wine, gashmi, physical. Kabitl de apurim tzorich liyes gam mitzad aguf, because the subjugation of Purim needs to be also from the body. Kinal Baruch has spoken earlier at length. Umezeh nimshech hatudnesinas koyach al kol hashona. From this extends the power for all year. That matters of the body should not take up place by him. And therefore there will not be any bodily preventers to the study of Torah. Based on what we explained earlier, the mailas limud ha-Torah lishmo, that the advantage of learning Torah lishmo is loy rak beinyan habitul. It's not just through subjugation, the idea of subjugation, elagamsha limud shel adam who buy from the bligvul, but also that the person learns in an unlimited way. Yes, loy mar shal derech zeh gam bad liyada. We can say a similar way is in ad liyada. Shezeh poil achar kach aliyah, that this actually impacts later on, after the person is adli adabitl, so later on, there is also an ovation gambe idea, because the limud ha-Torah tzorich li'is bavona v'asokadavke, the study of Torah needs to be with understanding and grasping. So he reaches even a higher level in his knowledge. Shemevin besichle inyonim b'Torah shekoydin lo hoyo shayich lazer. Understand logically such aspects in Torah that previously he was not connected, he couldn't get it. As my father-in-law, the Rebbe, explains in one of the Purim Sichas, that through reaching the level of lo yoda, hayoda she'achar kach, then when you know, it's in a totally different level. Generally, ideas hu she'aseichel ha'mugbal shel ha'odom, the limited intellect of the human being is achad im ha-Torah shalomid ha-bilti mugubelis, unites with the Torah that he studies, which has no limit. That way he becomes one also with Hashem, because he's connected with the Torah. No nafshik sovas Yehovah, the Abish that is in Torah. Yisroel, a raisa yid, the Torah kuchim brichu, kulochad, is all one.